Please do sit down. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say together, rejoice. When I first asked Andrea if I could speak today, I hadn't realised it would be so close to my talk about the away day strategy a few weeks ago. I'm afraid you have me again, but with a very different story to tell. In John's Gospel reading today, the disciples ask, what must we do to perform the works of God? What must we do to perform the works of God? And Jesus' answer is that you believe in him whom he has sent. Do you believe in him who has sent? If you do, you will be aware of his new commandment, that you love one another, and by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. I told somebody that I would be speaking about a project I'd been working on for the past 2 years to do with Parkinson's disease. They asked me quite forcefully, where is God in that? Well, I hope to answer that question with my testimony about our project of music, friendship and love. I went to senior school in Wimbledon. It was about 2.5 miles from home, which took about an hour if I walked. I made friends from day one, and in particular with Dave, who lived in my hometown of Mitcham in Surrey. Through the school years, we took the same lessons and enjoyed the many sports in which we participated. Our friendship group grew as we continued through school life together. We even started a pop group and had visions of grandeur, touring the world and becoming famous. Some of us had that as well. Dave, who was our drummer, and I sneaked off from geography lessons, one of our least liked subjects, and sat and wrote songs full of teenage angst, which we had lots of, and love, which we had very limited experience. We had very little money, so when our pop group practiced together in someone's front room or garage, we played on cheap classical guitars, makeshift amplifiers and borrowed drums. Our vocals were lame and mostly out of tune, but we loved it and shared a hobby as friends. In time, we all left school and were busy with our jobs. We continued our friendships, and with other newfound friends and band members, we shared houses, went on holidays, attended concerts, celebrated weddings and the arrival of children. But we never really took our band very, very seriously, and it never took off. Fast forward to 1993. And 6 weeks after his wedding, at the age of 32, Dave was diagnosed with early onset Parkinson's. He had deep brain stimulation surgery and had probes inserted to stop the shaking. Since that time, Dave has suffered from loss of speech, the inability to walk. He's had COVID several times and he's recovered from cancer surgery. Sepsis hasn't floored him, nor the viral attacks which have regularly plagued him. He has a rig attached to a tube into his stomach so he can receive regular medication through the night without disturbing his sleep. But despite all this, he has an unshakable will to live and to make people laugh. 2 years ago, I remembered one of the songs he wrote, and our old band members had the idea of getting Dave into the studio so that we could make a memory for him by recording it and also trying to raise awareness of Parkinson's disease. By God's grace, my friends and I discovered a recording studio within walking distance of Dave's home in Retford, and his carers were able to push him in this wheelchair to it. We recorded the song over 3 days and mastered it in a few weeks. When we had the track, we contacted Parkinson's UK to see if we could use it to make people aware of Dave's inspirational journey. To our delight, they adopted the song and have been playing it at their sponsored walk events around the country. It's called Walk With Me. And more than anything, the words echo the plight of many sufferers of this terrible disease. In the loft, I found some words to another song he wrote, and earlier this year, we recorded a B-side. Through some very generous sponsors, we've been able to press these tracks as a single vinyl record and also release it officially through digital media next week on the 18th of September. The project has also inspired volunteers to start a local Retford Parkinson support group, which will be officially launched in October. Dave's wife, Roz, says, "This year we are celebrating over 20 years since Dave's pioneering brain surgery by releasing a song he wrote as a young man. It has been tweaked by his friends to include more recent events, but the original message remains." She goes on, "We have been fortunate to hold on to Dave for 31 years as new meds, treatments, gadgets and surgeries, as well as many remarkable people, have kept him with us. Above all, his remarkable determination has kept him going." So where is God in this? St. Paul's letter instructs us, "In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." In everything, by prayer and supplication. Through the years, I have prayed earnestly for God to intercede. He hasn't answered my prayer to heal Dave, but the Holy Spirit has inspired me to join in and to pool our talents to do something of value. God's plan, not mine. As Roz says, this recording is Dave's last big hurrah.
Bye.
Thank you for that spontaneous applause. It's very much a team effort, as you can see from all of us involved. But a reflection here. St. Paul's letter to the Philippians urges, whatever is true, whatever is honourable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing and whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen from me. I'm convinced that my prayer has been answered in other ways, ways that I could not have imagined. God is in everything, everything we do, everything we say, everything we are is down to God our Father. Believe in Jesus and you will never be hungry nor thirsty. This is his invitation to a relationship, one where our hunger for purpose, spiritual fulfillment and love is fully satisfied. So the message in today's reading is simple and direct. Jesus chose humility, stepping into our world to serve, and God honoured that love by raising him up. God's love isn't just something to admire from afar. It's an invitation to live differently, to walk a new path. And so I present to you both an invitation and a challenge. The invitation is this: will you walk alongside Jesus, just as he walks with us? Will you let humility, compassion, and action shape your life every day? Will you allow the love of God in Christ to impact not only what you believe, but how you live, speak, and attend to others? And the challenge is to ask you, where is God nudging you to walk with someone who is having a tough time, just as we walk with Dave? How can you bring the love of Christ to life in your actions so others can catch a glimpse of hope through you? It's tough. It takes bravery, generosity, and trust. But the promise is real. Because of Jesus, we are lifted, renewed, and given a life that truly matters. Listen to Christ's invitation today. Let it guide your choices, your relationships, your prayers, and your service. Trust in him. Walk with him. And let his love move through you to make a difference in the world. I offer you a prayer. Lord God, we pray for all those affected by Parkinson's disease. For those navigating this diagnosis, give them courage. For those who are far along in their journey, grant them tranquility and relief. Bless their carers, the families and the professionals with immense patience, deep affection and gentle love. May their care be constantly renewed and enlarged by your grace. Amen.
What Martin hasn't shared is Dave is actually